Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. Allergy season is here, and that means one thing. You need the thunderstorm. Save on their lowest price with code word Howie at EdenPure.com.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
I'm an out of control.
Can you calm down?
Yeah, you really
I'm
need to calm down.
I'm a 10-time Emmy winner
Maybe
with
try
deep
a
experience in the Middle East.
Right, guys,
have you
guys,
ever even
okay.
been there?
Or
have
you
ever
even
been
my
there?
Point, Sean.
I've covered
Sean,
every war since 1973.
I want to make my point when he stops talking.
Fight!
Geraldo, you do this every time. This is such garbage, and I'm really getting sick of it.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
I join the president in being hopeful that we can reach a place where it is safe for people to be. What is this, the honor system? The honor system as to whether somebody's been vaccinated?
How are we going to monitor this?
Well, obviously, we all know each other very well. I'm sure we'll all feel comfortable within the confines of the honor system.
Do you want them breathing in your face on the strength of their honor?
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr if you'd like to join us here this afternoon. Every weekday afternoon, Joe Biden is going to make some remarks from the White House shortly about the ceasefire in Gaza.
I don't know, to be clear.
I think we can assume the Israelis have accomplished their goals in Gaza in destroying Hamas as much as possible. They've destroyed many of the tunnels. They've destroyed some of the bases that they used, including the 11-story tower where the Associated Press also worked out of. And so now it's now Joe Biden can get the Nobel Peace Prize. 844-500-4242. 207 just tuned in. What's the Geraldo stuff? We'll play some of the Geraldo cuts with Dan Bongino last night on Hannity's show. Dan Bongino really has Geraldo's number and just drives him crazy. And he did drive him crazy last night. I say something I've never seen before. Whether you're, you know, a first time person doing a live shot on a network newscast or someone who's done a million of them like Geraldo, I've never seen anyone crumple up a piece of paper and throw it at the camera and then turn his back. He turned. I've seen a handful of people walk off the set, but I've never seen anyone turn his back. Is it? it was just too funny. It just really too funny. And of course, Geraldo was alibiing for Hamas and the terrorists and, you know, the usual BS. What do you expect? We'll play all those cuts when we come back here in a little while. But right now, it's time for the chump line.
Joe Biden is the hard nucleus about which the Marxists form.
Yeah, he is. There was an interesting column in the Wall Street Journal today saying the difference between the Labour Party in the UK and the Democrats in the US is that the Labour Party in the last election had a guy named Corbyn who didn't pretend to be in it. He was the Bernie Sanders, basically, of the UK. And he was stomped because he couldn't even hide it. Whereas the Democrats put this... I mean, they call Trump the Manchurian candidate. Biden is the Manchurian candidate. He's just a shell. He's a shell of what he once was, which was not much more than a shell to begin with. He's a shell of a shell. A shell shell. And but they put him forward, and he convinced enough people. God only knows how many he really convinced, but they claimed the election victory, and now he's in there, and they're running the country right into the ground as quickly as they can.
Keystone was the first target of this clown, yet with the Russian pipeline, he's all down. Joe's having a blast making America last. Even the Statue of Liberty is wearing a frown.
Yeah, we talked about it briefly yesterday, but how is it he shut down the Keystone Pipeline? The first day he was in office, he tried to vote. He voted against the Alaska Pipeline. That was back in 73. And then he, first day he's president, he shuts down the Keystone XL Pipeline, puts all these, skilled trade union members out of jobs, 11,000 of them, including many members of his Secretary of Labor's union. Marty Walsh, he's an official of the laborers union. And then after ending or trying to end as best he can American energy independence and trying to end oil and fracking leases on federal land everywhere, he ends the sanctions on the companies that were building the Russian pipeline to Europe. So he's giving a hand up to Vladimir Putin. After accusing Trump of being in bed with Vladimir Putin, he gives him a life preserver for his economy. That's the only thing they got to sell is energy. And this gives them a chokehold on Western Europe. And he was okay with it. Trump said, I'll do anything I can to stop that pipeline from being built. It was a strategic decision. And Joe Biden just threw it all away. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer, this week celebrating the end of the mask mandate. Finally, the need to stay safe, stay home is gone. Well, in some places. It's no longer necessary to pay people extra money to stay idle. It's time to end the stimulus payments and get people off the couch and back to work.
There's a ransom on the pipes, Gaza's broken out in fights. There's a line at the border that's back up to Baja Heights. Inflation's causing pain. Putin's heading toward Ukraine. Biden 46, where are you?
You notice he said today when he signed the anti-hate crime legislation that he and Kamala went to Atlanta because they wanted to help out. Didn't you want to help out at the border? I mean, it was horrible what happened in Atlanta, but there's a lot larger problem down on the southern border, and they won't go near that part. They won't go near it. Kamala will go to the Canadian border in New Hampshire, but she won't go near the southern border, the Rio Grande.
Howie, Charlie Baker calling. The folks in the community need to know that we're following the metrics by keeping the mandates in place this month. We have to flatten the curve. It's declining too steeply.
You know, they talk about where were you on a historic day, you know, whatever the day was, 9/11 or the Boston Marathon bombing, JFK assassination going farther back. For Charlie Parker, it's always going to be, where were you when they ended the mask mandate? I was packing to go to Washington. And then one of the state troopers came in and they took away my belt and my shoelaces. And then they gave me a shot. And then they put me in a straitjacket in a rubber room. My life is over. What can I do if I can't tell people and order them around and tell them they can't buy frozen turkeys over 12 pounds?
My hair's on fire about the whole thing.
We know, Charlie. We know.
The Democrats are going to put y'all back in masks.
That is great. That's the Chump Line message of the week right there. Remember when Biden said they're going to put y'all back in chains? Yeah, that's exactly what they want to do. They want to put y'all back in masks.
Dr. Fauci, give me the news. I got a bad case of two mask or not blues.
If you don't like what Dr. Fauci says, just wait 5 minutes and he'll say something totally different.
AOC here. I don't think you people realize how close we came to a Marsha, Marsha, Marsha law.
Yeah, she's... Play that cut again. A martial state. She doesn't know what martial law is. She doesn't know what a U.S. marshal is. She doesn't know what Marshal Matt Dillon is. But she's now talking about a martial state. Play it.
Cut. Mike Pence was taken out of the Senate chamber something like 60 seconds before these terrorists and insurrectionists got into the Senate chamber. 60 seconds could have meant potentially the difference between what we have right now and a martial state. And we don't want to acknowledge that that's how close we got. But that is how close we got.
If they hadn't gotten him out of there, Q Shaman, the guy in the horns, might have blown some bong smoke in his face. It was a close run thing, as the Duke of Wellington said of Waterloo.
Hearing Joe Biden screaming earlier today, it's obvious he doesn't need to make adjustments to his Middle East policy. He needs to make adjustments to his hearing aid.
Where's my tapioca? I want my tapioca. When does the Hazel Marathon start on MeTV?
Good evening, Howie Carr. I want to let you and your listeners know that even after May 29th, when you go to a restaurant, you will still not be able to have a salt and pepper shaker or a full bottle of ketchup on your table, because I am not going away. I will never, ever let ketchup on your table be waiting for you.
In his last appearance, in case you've forgotten, Charlie Baker, the governor of Massachusetts, compared COVID-19 to the serial killer in the Halloween movies. He's like Michael Myers.
Yeah, baby! Yeah.
Not that Michael. The different Michael Myers. It's a common name.
Ira Mayor, Biden shouldn't insult the Coast Guard like that. Abraham, my local Coast Guard helped me many times. Abraham, they even started taking AAA.
That's right. I remember one time Ted Kennedy was out on a summer boat cruise and he ran the boat aground. And he had to call the Coast Guard for help. And they found, this was down on Cape Cod, they found two guys, Ted and one other guy, five young women, and about a million empty beer bottles and booze cans and bottles and jugs and everything like that. And the Coast Guardsman told everybody about it, the reporters, and then Ted Kennedy was so mad, the Coast Guardsman had to call every reporter back that he'd talked to and apologize and say, I didn't really mean to say that about the Kennedy, and they recorded it all. Because I got one of the calls. Hello, Mr. Carr. This is a petty officer, whatever. And I just wanted to say that Ted Kennedy didn't really have 500 empty beer cans on his boat. And they were recording it for him. But I felt bad for him because I knew if he didn't say this stuff, he was going to end up, on an iceberg in the Bering Straits.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
All right, that's it for the chump line today. The chump line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any hour of the day or night, as long as it's between 1 and 4 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. The chump line number, if you wish to leave such a message, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the chump line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. If you didn't hear your message or you'd just like to hear more chump line messages, we play the excess messages of the day. We put them in a podcast called Chopped Chumps. You can get Chopped Chumps at around 7 o'clock every night, weeknight, at wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcast. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. This week, celebrating the end of the mask mandate. Finally, the need to stay safe, stay home is gone. It's no longer necessary to pay people extra money to stay idle. It's time to end the stimulus payments and get people off the couch and back to work.
The Democrats are going to put you all back in masks.
You know, if they could give everybody, every Democrat politician, sodium pentothal truth serum and ask them that question, you know it would come down about 80-20, maybe higher. I'm Howie Carr.
He's making talk radio great again. He's Howie Carr. The Howie Carr Show.
Today's poll question is brought to you by Covfefe Coffee, making coffee great again. From the MAGA dark roast, that's my favorite, to their drain the swamp medium roast, Covfefe Coffee has it all. To order today, go to doyoucovfefe.com. And of course, Covfefe is the word that Donald Trump screwed up when he was tweeting out one night. Some people tweet because and make mistakes like that after midnight because they've had a couple of adult beverages. That's not Donald Trump's fault. He's just working quickly. Doyoucovfefe.com, C-O-V-F-E-F-E. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Will Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker run for re-election?
Now that his dream job has been filled by someone else, the CEO's job at the new combined Tufts and Harvard Pilgrim healthcare plans. Yes, I think he will.
More and more people say so. 72% now think he'll run.
All right. 844-500-4242. Washington Post is running a story. Chris Cuomo took part in strategy calls advising his brother, the New York governor, on sexual harassment allegations. I love the second paragraph of the story. Cuomo, one of the network's top stars. Boy. That's what you call being a big fish in a puddle. A top star at CNN joined conference calls that included the Democrat governor's top aide, his communications team, lawyers, and a number of outside advisors, according to people familiar with the conversations. Oh, my goodness. Okay, well, listen, there's some funny stuff with Dan Bongino is the podcast guy, former cop, Secret Service guy, candidate for Congress. He's going to have a talk show in Rush Limbaugh's slot starting on Monday on many stations, not the same stations that Rush had, but some of them. And he was on with Geraldo. Bongino is like 45, 46. Geraldo is close to 80. And so Bongino just really knows how to stick it to him. He just has his number. You know, some people have like Pat Garrett had Billy the Kid's number. Bongino's has got Geraldo's number. And this is my favorite part of this is my favorite cut. We'll play them all. Cut three. This is Bongino and Geraldo. They're talking about the Mideast war, and Geraldo is trying to defend the terrorists at Hamas. Cut three.
I'm really? An out of control.
Can you calm down? Yeah, you really
I'm
need
a 10-time Emmy winner
Maybe
with deep experience in the Middle East.
Guys,
have you ever
guys,
even okay. been there?
Or
have
Geraldo,
you ever been there?
Point, Sean.
I've covered
Sean,
every war since 1973.
I want to make my point when he stops talking.
Geraldo,
when he stops talking, I do have a point.
If your point is about me, I'm not going to stop. If your point's going to be about me, I'm not going to stop.
Geraldo Rivera does not understand that Hamas doesn't believe in Israel's right to exist. Hamas wants the Jews dead.
That's all true. But what I like about that sound cut is when he says, I'm a 10-time Emmy Award winner. That is so sad.
You know who I am?
That's like saying, you know, I once assisted on a tackle in the Thanksgiving Day football game in 1971. Who the hell cares about one Emmy Award, let alone 10? 10 Emmy Awards. That's very sad. Geraldo's made a lot of money, and he's still obsessed with these stupid journalism awards. There's no more journalism, and he's still bragging about his awards. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. Before we do Weekend Woke, I would just want to play one more cut from Bongino and Geraldo. This is after Bongino has just been needling him right and left. This is Geraldo's final response. Cut five.
You play this emotional game with the audience and use your position of responsibility to put out misinformation and BS.
Stop attacking me,
punk. Police thing.
Address the issue. Do you have the guts to address the issue and not address it? This is not about me. You didn't come on this show to attack me. You came on the show to talk about the issue.
Because again,
do you have a point about the issue?
Using your position of authority.
I'm sick of you, Bongino. I'm sick of you.
That are absolutely outrageous.
What a brilliant retort. If that were that were debate being graded in high school or college, you know, debating society, you're a punk. You're a punk. A punk. All right. It's time now for our weekly feature, The Week in Woke, where we check out the stories that we try to keep you up to date on the latest trends in political correctness and cancel culture, et cetera, et cetera.
The Howie Carr Show now presents The Week in Woke.
Do you tire of remembering which pronouns to use? Do you find yourself trying to remember the correct acronym when addressing social issues? Are you struggling to find new and exciting ways to reduce your carbon footprint? Well, fear not, friends. The Week in Woke is here to help.
Taylor, what do you got for us this week?
I've got a lot of stuff, including a woke victory. This is a victory for the people who are unwoke. We've kind of usurped the term and turned the tables a little bit. We'll get to that in just a moment. But if you're not woke and you find yourself sitting down at the computer every day trying to be a little bit more woke, Google is here to help. A new Google Docs feature is going to prompt users to use more gender-neutral language. How do you ask? I'm glad you asked, Howie. Thank you. Writing words such as chairman or fireman into the online word processor will trigger the feature to suggest chairperson or firefighter instead.
Or chair. I always liked that when they started at the State House, they started switching the lettering on the frosted glass on the doors. You know, it would say so-and-so committee chair. And we would always go around and look at it and say, that's a chair? It looks more like a door to me.
Very, very good. What a droll sense of humor you all had.
Little did we know that we'd be thrown out bodily of the State House had we made such a wry comment today.
The feature will be introduced as part of Google's new Smart Canvas, a collaboration tool designed.
Oh, smart. Oh, I love that word, smart. That's another one of those words they've kidnapped.
A collaboration tool designed to make working between the tech majors' docs, sheets, and slides platforms easier. Google has also updated its developer documentation.
How much do you have to pay not to get that feature?
I think it's optional at this point. They've also updated their developer documentation style guide in a bid to make the language more inclusive. The updated style guide reproves using ableist language, unnecessarily gendered language, and violent language. Here are a few examples. Instead of sentences such as, there are some crazy outliers in the data. What's wrong with that sentence?
Crazy.
Very good. The style guide recommends...
Wait a second, though. You're talking about being differently able. So how about if you're a sports writer, can you still say that someone is a slugger because he hits a home run? Or is that discriminatory or bigoted towards a singles hitter? They used to call him, a banjo hitter? Right, banjo hitter, right? I guess you can't say that.
Slugger, I think, is still fine because you're slugging. That's right.
Yeah, but not everybody can be a slugger.
Not everybody can be a baseball player.
Well, there you go. I mean, we got to get rid of baseball, too, I guess. That'd
be
okay
right
with me.
Actually. So instead of saying there are some crazy outliers in the data, the style guide recommends writing there are some baffling outliers in the data. It also suggests swapping man hours for person hours and writing it slows down the service instead of it cripples the service.
Oh, you can't also, here's another thing you can't say. I saw this somewhere else. Let's not go into this blind.
Yeah, you can't.
You can't say that.
One of my favorite jokes is very unwoke, and it was uttered by the comedy writing genius of Pat McCormick. He was one of the writers on The Tonight Show. He was driving by an institute for the blind one night, and all the lights were off, and he looked over and said to his passenger, "They must be working late, because the lights were off." They were blind. I'm sorry. Sorry. It was funny. That wasn't very woke.
It, not only is it not woke, but it's also too funny to be on any of the late night shows.
Here is the victory, the woke victory, and I use that in quotations. There is a new term. I told Howie about this earlier. It's called a transvaxite.
I figured this one out. Actually, I've heard people asking me about this, but they didn't have a name for it. So explain what a transvax is.
So Cary Grant, not Cary Grant, he's dead, but Cary Grant on Twitter, he shared this meme that's been going around. He said, I've decided I'm a transvaxite. This means that I identify as having been vaccinated, even though I haven't actually been. Vaccination is a spectrum, and you are a bigot if you don't accept me for who I am.
That's right. Vaccine fluid. We're all vaccine fluid. There's no such thing as, there's no binary reality for vaccines, unvaccinated and vaccinated. It's a spectrum. By the way, several people, including Officer Mark, are asking if Geraldo Jerry Rivera stored his 10 Emmys in Al Capone's vault. Some of them.
Some of the comments are very good on the transvaxite story. This is on Reddit. I'm a transvaxite too. You can stay with your transphobia really far away from me. Transvaxite is a 100% legitimate gender. Anyone saying otherwise is a transphobic bigot and can be completely ignored. Let's all celebrate the multitude of identities that bless this great society. Transvaxite phobia will not be tolerated.
We have to have that orientation on the on driver's licenses too, don't we?
T. I think so. Yeah, it should be.
M F T.
Should write to Charlie Baker.
L S M F T.
And the definition has already made it into Urban Dictionary. Person who identifies as having been vaccinated, even though they haven't actually been vaccinated. Oxford College criticized for refusal to remove Cecil Rhodes statue. This is, I guess, where we get Rhodes Scholar.
Right.
Campaigners,
also Rhodesia.
Campaigners and politicians have condemned the University of Oxford for backtracking on its previous decision to remove a statue of the British imperialist Cecil Rhodes and ignore the views of an independent commission. Oriel College or Oriel?
I don't know.
Great. Neither do I. Oriel College.
Do I look to you like a Rhodes Scholar?
No.
Do I look to you like a student leader of the Bill Clinton type? Those are the people who get the Rhodes Scholarships.
The college said today it would not begin the legal process of moving the statue at this stage owing to regulatory and financial challenges. It's a big statue. It sits on the front of the building, the facade of the building.
Did you see that, when he set up the Rhodes Scholarships, you know, because he had all these, you know, he's one of the richest guys in the world at the time. He specifically said that you could not discriminate on the basis of race, religion, or anything else to decide the Rhodes Scholarships. And now in the spirit of equity and wokeness, they've decided they're going to discriminate on the basis of race and gender and religion and every other damn thing.
Anti-racism campaigners said it was a cynical betrayal by the college and exposed the insincerity of the college's stated commitment to change. The campaign group Rhodes Must Fall demanded full transparency on any communications from politicians and government officials on the matter. Basically, they're mad because the college doesn't have enough money and it faces legal challenges in taking the statue
down. At a demonstration, they vowed to pave roads.
Very good. AP instructs staff not to say surge when talking about surge of immigrants at the border. Another win for the AP. This is why the AP is the gold standard of style.
How about swarm?
That's probably not going. There's a whole list of words in here that you should not use if you're talking about the border.
How about hordes?
Probably not a good one either. And I'll start hitting the buzzer anytime you say one. Despite internal documents within U.S. border protection agencies referring to the large number of migrants crossing the southern border as a surge, the Associated Press has strongly recommended that its journalists no longer use the wording to adopt gentler language, the Washington Free Beacon reports. The AP changed its language as a response to pressure from left-wing activists demanding gentler, more neutral language.
Wait a second. How do you tell the AP from left-wing activists?
That's a fair point. That's a fair point.
I mean, was a copy of this this new document as to how to cover the surge of the hordes of illegal aliens? Was that in the building of the AP offices that the Associated Press shared with Hamas that was destroyed by the Israeli Air Force the other day?
I'm not sure if they got the memo in time. The outlet pressed others to avoid imagery conjuring war or natural disaster, which could portray migrants as a negative, harmful influence. Avoid emotive words like onslaught, tidal wave, flood, inundation, surge, invasion, army, march, sneak, and stealth.
How about fentanyl? How about coyotes? How about COVID-19 positive? How about brand new cell phones?
The Future Media director, editorial director of Future Media, Julio Varela, revealed that AP bowed to the demands of activists with its change in language. He had complained in his column about the usage of surge and suggested the usage of entering, crossing the border, and increase instead.
Now, is Dementia Joe Biden going to be canceled? Because during the campaign last year, he talked about how he was going to surge the hordes of the swarms of illegal aliens coming into the country once he was elected.
I hereby absolve that Joe Biden is absolved.
That's right. Yeah. You remember that from yesterday? He used the word absolve and absolve twice in one sentence.
And in our last story for Week in Woke, in a twist worthy of Mark Twain himself, a St. John's University professor has been fired for reading a passage containing the N-word from Twain's anti-slavery novel, Puddinhead Wilson, in her Literature of Satire class. Hannah Fishthall, an adjunct instructor at the Catholic College in Queens for 20 years, uttered the N-word once during a remote class. She read the text verbatim. She even explained to the class that this word was going to be mentioned.
Right.
Mark Twain, Samuel Clemens used the actual language of the day. This was her statement before
reading. Used it a lot of times in The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn.
Yeah. Mark Twain, this is what she said to her class before reading the passage. Mark Twain was one of the first American writers to use actual dialect. His use of the N-word is used in only in dialogues as it could have actually been spoken in the South before the Civil War when the story takes place. So she read the passage with that disclaimer, as one does these days. However, the day after the class, she got an email from a student who said she had to abruptly leave the call because of her use of an inappropriate slur. As the student wrote in an email, it was unnecessary and very painful to hear, she said, as she listened to Biggie Smalls and Tupac and Lil Jon and Snoop Dogg.
And by the way, this professor,
she's the daughter or granddaughter of Holocaust survivors. She's the daughter of Holocaust survivors. And she told the New York Post, "I'm one of the last people who should be accused of racism. I know where it leads and I know where it ends. In every class I teach the evils of stereotyping." She's been fired.
That'll teach her. Guess they another victory for the woke world.
That
All right.
is the Week in Woke. Thank you, Howie.
All right. Thanks. 844-500-4242. Allergy season is here, and that means one thing. You need the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. Warmer temps are creeping up, and you are going to want to open those doors and windows. Pollen is going to come in, and when it does, you are going to need the Thunderstorm Air Purifier. One user wrote, "The Thunderstorm does what it claims. It definitely is effective on my husband's allergies, sneezing, runny nose, and coughing. The Thunderstorm is a small device you can hold in your hand and plug into your electrical outlet or into your car by USB cable to purify the air. And the great part of it is that it is well under $100. The Thunderstorm air purifier works like a real thunderstorm. It quietly sends out super oxygen and ions to kill odors in your room and purify the air. Many use it to remove pet smells. For pollen, kitchen, musty basements, tobacco, or any other unwanted odors, you need the Thunderstorm.
As I said, it's been a rough week with the pollen. My car is still caked in it. I haven't washed it yet, and I sleep with the windows open at night. I use my Thunderstorm down in the basement where I get the funkiest of odors, but upstairs, I don't have any protection until I come into the office where we have thunderstorms running, and I can breathe nice and easy.
And it's so great when you come in after you've been away for a while, you'll smell it, and it smells really good. It smells like the outside after a rainstorm. Just use code word Howie, and you'll save an additional $10 off the sale price, and you'll get free shipping. Go to EdenPure.com, click on the radio banner, and put in code word Howie at checkout. That's EdenPure.com, radio banner, and code word Howie. With the Eden Pure Thunderstorm, your problem rooms will no longer be a problem. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr will return after this brief commercial break.
We gave you a gun and the authority to use it. One is no good without the other. They don't know that out there. So they'll scream blue murder until the next time they need a man with a badge.
Howie Carr.
844-500-4242 is 615. Where can I find the article you read earlier about what we still think about Trump? The one you spoke of that spoke of flyover country and the accents on the seaside east in California. I hope that's clear enough to remember. Here's what we're doing now. Every early afternoon, we're posting a bunch of stories that I'm going to read on the air, or I may read on the air, and that was one of them. So it's at HowieCarrShow.com, and it's right there. It's called Howie's Homework. It'll be right there on the front page. And just click on it, and it'll have links to all the stories I'll be reading. So that's all you have to do.
It's the second story down in that feature
right now.
Today.
It's yep. Second, yeah. Just keep, if it's not at the top, just keep going down deeper in, and you can find it. And we're going to do that. We're going to start doing that every day. So you don't have to tweet in or call in or ask somebody where's the story. It'll just be there. So you can see it. Howie's Homework. We're going to be posting that every day from now on. 844-500-4242. Phil, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Phil.
How you doing, Howie? I got shut off of half. Anyway, I'm so glad I got through. Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. Can I get the voice changer first of all?
Well, yeah, you can. The voice changer, the witness protection program of the Howie Carr Show. No one will recognize your voice now. You can speak with total immunity. That's my proffer to the listeners. Go ahead.
Yep. You are unbelievable. I just got my hair cut, okay?
Yeah.
And I feared going in there because I knew she was going to ask me the question, the V question. Did you get back? Whatever the word.
Yes.
So I'm sitting in a chair. I've been going there for 30 years. And I sit down in the chair, and I got the, my mask on.
Yeah.
From Allison. Did you get your vaccine? No, I wanted to lie and say, yeah, just shut her up. I said, Mary, I'm working on it. My doctor and I are working on her. I might be suggesting another thing. Well, you could be a carrier. I said, oh, beautiful. She's going to tell everybody I'm a carrier down here where I hang out. It's unbelievable.
Phil, did you ever hear the expression white lie? This required
right,
a white
Howie.
Lie from you.
No, you're absolutely correct. Absolutely correct. Just like you're right. I know I should have, but
the other thing, Phil, can't you find a barber shop to go to where you don't have to wear a damn mask? I mean,
right.
Who the hell wants to wear a mask when you're getting your hair cut?
Well, that's what I said to her. I said, you've been vaccinated. You're cool. I said, whatever I did, I didn't do. I got my mask on right now. I'm ready for action.
When Palm Beach relaxed the requirements, I was the first guy to get a haircut with no mask on. My picture was in the paper. I'm Howie Carr.